Encore action from the best of Grace.
Ready?
I'm ready this year. This year, I am ready, buddy. I am not going to be hassled. All right, stop that. I'm not that ready that I can handle. I hate this song. Stop with the bell. This song is a little annoying. I hate the bells. Ding with the bell. Genoch with the bells. Rausch with the bell. I hate the bell. I think we ought to do a little, I mean, Hanukkah's getting ready to start. I think we ought to do a sound of the season that's both Goyisha and a little bit of Yiddisha fun. What do you think? Come on, let's put everything together in one joyous celebration of humanity. Oh, you better watch out. You better not kvetch. Hearing you whine will make him wretch. Santa Claus is schlapping to town. He's got his reindeer, they hitched to the sleigh. He flies through the night just screaming, oy vey! Santa Claus is schlepping to town. You got it, Santa. He can't find a decent deli. He needs a little nausea. Pay is hanging to his belly. He says, Christmas, it's Michigan. You better not cry. You better not frown. Leave him a bagel and a Dr. Brown's. Santa Claus is schlepping to town. With the grace feeling the blessed joy of this time of year. Yes, ching-ching-a-ling. Remember last Christmas? We had a fire going. I was sitting in my smoking jacket, swirling a martini in my hand. We had Christmas music on the stereo. My honey came out in a slinky long gown that had little Santas all over it. It was the cutest thing. We felt the blessed joy of the season, and as we stood out on the veranda and looked at a clear sky, I turned to her and I said, you know, we have been blessed. I feel so lucky this Christmas. She said, you know, I do too. And that's when we saw the light wink on over in Mrs. Musselman's living room across the street. I said, you know, we ought to bring something over to the widow Musselman. I mean, it is a season of giving. My honey said, you know, you're right. I've just made some fresh stuffed squid. So we wrapped up some stuffed squid, and I got a bottle of sherry because I knew she took a nip of sherry every now and then. And we tippy-toed across the lawn and rang the doorbell. Mrs. Musselman? My honey said, I think she's a little hard of hearing. I said, Mrs. Musselman! Mrs. Musselman! Finally, the door opened up. I said, hi, Mrs. Musselman, it's me, Nino, and Nini from across the street. She said, oh, come in, come in. I said, we brought you a little sherry here. Merry Christmas. And here's some stuffed squid. Is there anything we can do for you to make this season even more blessed? She said, well, I'd really love to bathe my aching feet in Epsom salts. I thought, yeah. Would you help me? I said, honey, see if Mrs. Musselman's got a big pan there in the kitchen. Sure enough, she did. So we filled it up with water, and I came dragging it into the living room and set it down in front of her chair. She said, could you please remove my shoes and stockings? And I thought, all right. I took those shoes off, and I tell you what, the stench! I wanted to say, when's the last time you took these shoes off? You sleep in these shoes? My God! I thought, it's Christmas time. So I finally got those stinking shoes off, and then to get her stockings down, she didn't have garters. She just rolled them up above the knee. So I rolled them down, and as I did, folds of white flesh cascaded down around the fold. I crossed the pityriasis rosea, the seborrhea, the dermatitis, and finally I got those gnarled feet free. And I put them there in the bucket. She said, oh, that is nice. Oh, that is nice. I said, you want to pull your dress down a little bit there, Mrs. Musselman? Oh, God, I sense rising bile. I said, well, yeah, we got you all set. You have some salts. Enjoy the sherry and enjoy the stuffed squid. Is there anything else I can give you? She said, oh, no, you've been more than kind. Could I trouble you, though? Could you help me into the bathroom? I thought, oh, my God. I said, sure, we could help you. Honey, grab her other arm here. So we helped her. She staggered into the bathroom. I said, you're going to have to put her on a pot. I don't want to see that. My honey said, I can't put her on a pot. She's too heavy for me. She said, in some Noxzema. I said, oh, God. And finally, we got her britches down, her dress up, and sat her down on the pot. And I ain't even going to describe that rat's nest. I mean, oh, God. We sat her down there, and I'm thinking, man, Trim hell need the weed whacker on that puppy. There's my honey rubbing Noxzema on those flaccid pancake tatas. I mean, I just looked at the whole scene, and I leaned over into the tub. God, fortunately, Mrs. Musselman didn't see me. Oh. Then she said, I'm stuck on the command. I thought, oh, is this never going to end? Crying out loud. She said, help me. And so I started pulling, and I said, well, why are you telling me you're not done yet, for God's sakes? Oh, man, oh, man. Hideous. Finally, my honey looked at the toilet paper. I said, don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. I just yanked that dress down. I said, all right, Mrs. Musselman, we got to run. You know, Merry Christmas, fa-la-la-la-la. Here, let me help you over to the bed there. You lie down there, and Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. I staggered across the lawn, wiping my chin on my sleeve. Got back into the house and poured myself a quadruple. It was just last night we were sitting there, just finished decorating the tree. My honey turned to me and said, hey, what about Mrs. Musselman? I said, let her drop.
Powered by Method for a cleaner burning punchline. The Greaseman. Greaseman Show.
Yes, you're tuned in to the GCN, the Greaseman Comedy Network. This is the best of broadcast. So please, I wonder if Tom is getting my calls. Now that I'm on tape. We'll be right back right after this.